Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today is Noah Part 5 and is called The Great Flood. This comes from Genesis chapter 7, verses 11 through 20. I've asked listeners to send in why they and their families like listening to kids' Bible stories. I want to take a special moment and share what they had to say. Take it away.
Hi, my name is Iris, and I live in Long Island and I'm 8 years old. I like hearing these kids' Bible story podcasts because they're really interesting and you're really good at doing them. And I like hearing about Jesus and what he does every night.
My name is Michael, and I listen to kids' Bible stories with my son in Memphis, Tennessee. My son is on the severe end of the autism spectrum, and we enjoy listening to your podcast on our way to school in the mornings. Your calm demeanor is perfect for him as he listens with me. As a minister who has worked with kids and preteens for many years, I love how you are intentional and clear with every episode. I also appreciate the fun sound effects, too. You communicate biblical truth on a child's level just right, and you give us, parents, great opportunities for discussion afterwards. So thank you, Jessica, for making our car rides interesting and fun each morning.
My name is Jane from Ruidoso, New Mexico. Why I like the Bible Story podcast is because I really like to listen to it, and it's really fun to listen to it and learning.
I'm Lucy, and I like the kids' Bible stories.
My name is Scarlett, and my favorite part of the Kids Bible Stories podcast is the way the Bible is taught in a fun and relatable way. My kids are able to stay engaged while learning what are sometimes complicated things at their own level.
Thank you for sending those in, and hearing that this podcast is helpful and enjoyed by families makes me smile. Now, on to today's episode. I'm so excited to have you with us today on the fifth episode of our Noah series. If you've been following along, you know that Noah has been on a remarkable journey, and things are about to really set sail. So far, in our earlier episodes, we heard God spoke to Noah, asking him to build a colossal ark because the world was filled with wickedness and God was going to send a what? Say it out loud if you know.
Flood.
Yep. Noah, with faith, gathered all the animals, two by two, and boarded the ark with his family. For 7 days, they waited in the ark for the flood. Today, we will discover the moment Noah, his family, and all the animals have been preparing for. So grab your imaginary life vests, open your hearts to the wonders of God's Word, and let's embark on this captivating journey together. Are you ready for the great flood? If so, then let's dive in. Imagine the pitter-patter as the gentle droplets splatter on the ground. But wait, what's happening? It's not stopping, is it? No, it's not stopping at all. The Bible tells us, in the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day, all of the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. Can you picture it? Water bubbling up from the ground, bursting from every stream, river, and current deep under the earth, and rain pouring from the sky. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Listeners, how many days did we just hear?
40.
Is that more than 1 week?
Yes.
Is that more than 1 month?
Yes.
That's a whole lot of water, isn't it? On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his three sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female, of every living thing, just as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days, the flood kept coming on the earth. And as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. I wonder what Noah and his family talked about as they witnessed all of this. Maybe they said to each other,
"Well, family, it looks like the rain is starting. Remember, God told us this was going to happen, and now we need to trust his plan."
"I know, Noah, but seeing the rain like this is still quite overwhelming. It's like nothing we have ever experienced before," Noah's wife replied.
"Yes, but we've followed God's instructions precisely, and he will keep his promise to protect us. Now let's gather together and pray for strength and for courage as this rain begins to fall."
Noah's sons began praying.
"Father, give us the strength during the storm, and may we trust in your plan. We know you are with us.
Lord, help us to be patient and faithful, just like you ask of us. We believe in your promise."
"That's it, everyone. Now let's stay close and support each other. Remember, this ark, it's our refuge, and God is watching over us."
Time passes. Hours turn into days, and days turn into weeks. With a concerned face, Noah's wife turned to him, saying, "Noah, it's been weeks. Do you think the water will stop soon? It feels like it's been raining forever."
"I know. We must be patient. God's plan is unfolding, and we must trust his timing. He will guide us through this."
Noah's son spoke up.
"Father, the water is rising around the ark. I can hear it splashing against the side."
"It's all part of God's plan. The ark is designed to float on the surface of the water, and we're safe inside, just as God intended. Look, see the animals? They're safe and sound in their designated places. God has brought them here for a reason, just like us."
"It's incredible, Father. The elephants, birds, and even the tiny insects, all here by God's design."
"Father, the water's getting higher. See it through the window. It's like a sea. It's starting to surround us everywhere."
"I know. I see it too. But remember, we are secure here in the ark. It's part of God's divine plan, and we must remain faithful."
The Bible says, "The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth." And the ark? Listeners, do you think the ark floats or sinks?
Floats.
Yes, the ark floated on the surface of the water. Wave after wave of water covered the trees. Everything as far as the eye could see was covered with water. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. As the ark sailed through the rising waters, God was washing the earth. The flood wasn't just rain. It was a way for God to start fresh, to make everything clean again. Can you think of a time when maybe you cleaned your room to make everything neat and tidy? I hope it didn't take 40 days and 40 nights. Well, after those 40 days and nights, the rain finally stopped.
My love, do you hear that? The rain, I think it's finally stopping.
Oh, Noah, it's been so long now. How many days has it been? I almost forgot what it sounds like when it stops.
God's promise is true. He made a covenant, and let's go to the deck and see what lies beyond the ark.
As Noah and his wife stood on the upper deck of the ark, they looked in every direction. For the first time in over a month, they could stand there without the rain pouring down on them. And as far as they could see, in every direction, was water. Look, the clouds are parting. I can see a glimmer of light breaking through.
It's a sign. God is showing us His mercy. Let's pray and thank Him for guiding us through the storm. Dear Lord, we are grateful for Your protection and guidance. Thank You. Thank You for bringing us through the rain and showing us Your faithfulness.
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Wasn't it interesting to consider the raindrops tapping on the ark's roof for 40 whole days and nights? Let's think about this. Did God protect Noah and his family during the storm?
Yes.
Yes, the rain poured, the water rose, but in the midst of it all, the ark was a safe haven, a place of protection where God's promise held strong. We don't just find God's protection in the stories of the Old Testament. In the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, we discover that Jesus, God's Son, had power over the stormy seas. He calmed the raging waters, just like He can calm the storms in our hearts and lives today. So whenever you feel like life's storms are tossing you around, remember Noah. Remember the ark. And most importantly, remember that just as God protected Noah and Jesus calmed the sea, God is still watching over you, keeping you safe in the storms of life. And there will be times where the storm remains for a bit. But even in that, we can trust Jesus is with us, has a plan, and will comfort us. How do I know I can trust Him? Because of the cross. I look to it and remember that God sent his only son, Jesus, that Jesus died on the cross and rose again. He rescued us when we couldn't rescue ourselves. He loves you that much. Today, I want you to take a moment to thank God for his protection and ask him to help you trust in his promises, just like Noah did. Well, that is it for our story today. Make sure to tune in next week to see what happens after the rain stops.
Hello again, it's Noah here, and I'm just kidding, it's Josh. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you would like a little more with Noah, online on our Patreon page, we have an amazing Bible study we've created just for you and your family and your friends and anybody else you want to share it with. There's memory verses there, there's prayer prompts, there's discussion questions, a lot of stuff there that we'd love for you to have, coloring pages, all sorts of great things.
Many of you have heard that we've recently lost our main advertiser. This was a way that we were able to continue this podcast for 7 years and allow it to be completely free. We've worked hard over the years not to have to ask you for help, but we are humbly here saying we need your help. And we don't just want to ask for your support. In return, we want to give you extra content that I think your families will really enjoy. That's why we're sending you to our Patreon page. So when you join that, you are really keeping this going, especially for 2024. We are beyond grateful for those of you who've already signed up, and we are blown away by your wonderful messages. They really have kept us going these past few weeks, so thank you for sending those in, but we still have a ways to go. If you are on the fence about joining, use the link in today's show notes and you can check out any tier you would like completely free for 7 days. We've also tried to make it accessible for most families, so we have tiers starting at $3 a month. There are options to make a one-time payment for the entire year. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Again, that link is kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. Thank you again for your support, for listening, for praying for us. We really do feel it. And as always, bye for now.